Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Change of season brings out plans for gardening, and one place many will start is Spring Fest, the Northeast Louisiana Master Gardener annual plant sale. Host of items to create or add to gardens and landscapes will be available. In addition, several experts will share on different topics throughout the day. Carrie Hefner is president of the Northeast Louisiana Master Gardeners, and Christy Francis is the events coordinator, joining us in a discussion of the event. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, a lot is going on, and it's coming up this weekend. Carrie, when and where will the event be taking place?
It's going to be this Saturday, April 6th, at the West Monroe Farmers Market on North 7th Street, right beside West Monroe High School. So everybody knows where that is. Mm-hmm. And we'll get things kicked off at about 9 o'clock, and it'll go until all the plants are gone.
So. Right. Well, Christy, I'm sure there's a lot of popular selections. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be available and any new or featured items this year.
Oh, we've got lots of interesting plants for sale. We're focusing on butterfly garden plants, all kinds of vegetables. Of course, Carrie's grown a lot of tomatoes, and so have I. I think we've got about 40 different varieties of tomatoes.
Wow.
And lots of other vegetables.
Of the deep south. So.
Some are heirloom tomatoes and just a little bit of selection of all kinds of tomatoes, all sizes, all colors. We have black prints. We have a cream sausage, which is white. We have all different colors. Butterfly garden plants, vegetables. We're going to have hanging baskets, colorful plants, all kinds of perennials, annuals, herbs. Just a great selection of things that do well in the South, including like swan columbine, things for the shade.
Right.
So lots of stuff.
Now, are most of the selections, is there a good deal of prep work that's needed? Or are the transplants pretty much ready to go on the ground? What can we expect to see coming up Saturday?
Yes, these are transplants ready to go. Some of them will be blooming, lots of color. Others will be like the perennials. This time of year, they're putting their roots down mm-hmm. and getting ready to have a big bloom. So perennials may take a few years to get going, but the annuals are ready to go right now.
Well, Carrie, if you would share for a moment about heirloom vegetables. We were just commenting on that, of course. It sounds like tomatoes are off to a good start.
Well, tomatoes are the crown jewel of the southern garden. And it's kind of a hallmark of the gardening season to get those tomato plants in the ground. Garrison Keeler said, as opposed to the ones that are strip mined down in Homestead, Florida, we like to grow our own tomatoes. Mm-hmm. And an heirloom tomato or an heirloom vegetable is just one that has been passed down through the seeds. The seeds have been passed down from generation to generation. They're typically not hybrid varieties. Like the most popular hybrid variety of tomato, for example, is Better Boy. And that's right. One my granddad grew almost exclusively. Well, and if you save the seeds from Better Boy, they might not germinate at all. You might get Better Boy. You might get either one of the two parents. You might get nothing at all. But with the heirloom, or they're often called open pollinated variety vegetables, they breed true from generation to generation. So you can save the seeds and expect to get that variety the next year.
And now, you know, there could be a lot of great conversations coming up Saturday, which kind of translates, Christy, to some local experts that will be available during the day with a variety of topics that will be addressed.
Yes, at 9 o'clock we'll have both Kelby Uchsley and Teresa Morris. Teresa is one of the herb specialists in town, and Kelby is a nature specialist. I forgot to mention earlier we had natives. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Carrie here, if you want to know something about vegetables, is from the zoo, and so we'll have even zoo experts there talking about some of the animals that you'd find in the gardens and stuff.
There's
a lot of people to talk to. The Master Gardeners will be standing in each of the sections of different kinds of plants, so if you want to learn more about butterfly garden plants, our butterfly garden ladies are there, the one that do the demonstration garden behind the farmer's market, so they'll be there ready to talk to you.
And Steve Hotard, I believe, talking a little bit about forestry?
Yes, forestry and about soils. I think, I'm not sure if Buck is going to be able to make it or not, but Steve is going to take on both of those roles, and he's very knowledgeable and easy to talk to.
Carrie, as we look at the season and gardeners getting ready, if they haven't already started the areas of their landscape, how have area growers, how have we seen things start off so far this year? Has it been off to a good start?
I think so. We actually had a winter this past. It wasn't a severe winter, but it got cold, unlike last year. And so my understanding is we're going to get back down into the 40s later on this week. So we're still waiting for old man winter to slip away, and then we'll get going. But cool season things right now that can be put in the vegetable garden, Swiss chard, celery, peas, onions, all those things are good to go now.
Sounds like a great event coming up this Saturday. We mentioned the proceeds that will be benefiting the Master Gardeners. Christy, tell us about some of the projects that are involved in by the group.
Yes, the Master Gardeners are involved throughout the community. We have beds at the zoo. We have beds at the Aviation Museum. There's the demonstration garden behind the West Monroe Farmers Market, and then they help with the landscape there around the farmers market. I have volunteers that come out to Caroli Park, and we've been putting in beds there. We have several entities that call in for help, nursing homes, hospitals sometimes, schools, different places call in for help. So we try to be involved with the community as much as possible, and this will help.
And Carrie, I noticed that the gardener's also helping with some work over at some area schools as well.
That's right. Yeah, back in the fall, we put in some gardens at Carver Elementary School and Lee Junior High School for some of our special friends over there, and they've just done fantastic jobs with vegetable gardening over there.
Well, it looks like we're about ready to dig right into the spring season again. The annual plant sale coming up this Saturday. Carrie, if someone would like to find out more information, and again, the times and the location.
Okay, again, it's this Saturday, April 6th, starting at 9 a.m. and going until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the West Monroe Farmers Market on North 7th Street in West Monroe. So.
Carrie Hefner is president of the Northeast Louisiana Master Gardeners, and Christy Francis is the plant sale event coordinator. Thank you both for joining us. You can hear this and other LandYap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.